Hello, it's Isra, and in today's podcast, because it's my first podcast, I'm a little bit nervous, as you can hear my voice, and a little bit sick. So in today, I'm gonna just introduce myself into this podcast, and I'm gonna just share a little bit of a letter that I've wrote. And that's it. Okay, my name is Isra. I'm 12 years old. I have lots of hobbies like drawing, like painting, drawing, gymnastics. I am into lots of sports, swimming, gymnastics, basketball, soccer, and other stuff. So this would most likely be a draft, but I'm gonna just try. So, in today, I'm trying, giving you, like, the introduction, or, like, summary, actually, of my book. Yes, I'm writing a book at 12. This book that I've been always trying to write, and just, I've always been, like, trying to share it with people, because I know there are lots of people there that are suffering with lots of mental issues like depression, anxiety, and anorexia, and other stuff. So today I wanted to give them just a little bit of a letter, and just like with my experience, I've been suffering with depression and anxiety since like maybe 4 to 5 years or something. So today I'm gonna just share my experience with you, and just like what did change my mind actually is people change my mind, from my friends to books to other like YouTube videos or podcasts. I'm really willing to just like to just share my experience with people, because as I said, I know there are lots of people like me there who are needing help, but like they can't find it, or like the help is not enough. And I hope like all of you just be like supportive for other people. And I know if you are like, when you're like hearing this, if you are suffering from the same feeling and like you don't know what to do, you're lost, you're confused, I know, I do feel you. I don't know, like, I've tried this. And when you try this, you feel like you're, like, worthless. You don't deserve anything. So, like, after I got over this, I've tried to just read books, or, like, to like accomplish my goal, which is to get over depression and anxiety. So now I'm almost like I'm almost okay. I just need maybe a little bit of time of help, which is maybe one of the first purposes that I've like tried to open this podcast. I think, I don't know how much people might watch this. It might be one, and it might be 150, I don't know. So for whoever who watches this, this is my letter. Before I start, I wanted to share with you a book that I've been reading now, which is called You Can If You Think You Can by Norman Vincent Peale. So I really like this book. It just talk about like that everyone has problems at some point of their lives, like occur every day in business, family, and personal life. Sometimes they seem too insurmountable, or there are just too many of them for us to feel able to cope. And the book is supposed to give you hope and practical strategies to face the future with confidence. And it is like the book You Can If You Think You Can shows you that like how to develop self-trust and motivation, how to forget fear and build calmness, how to recognize problems and challenges, and how to tap all of your inner resources to live your life to the full. So I really like this author. I read almost like, I don't know, maybe half of the book or something. So that's what gave me hope. That really gave me hope. I'm really thankful to the author because he published this book. So let me start with my letter. So my letter is that life can give us lots of stuff that we might not notice. Like there are people suffering with cancer and other illnesses. And if you are healthy, I don't mean you're not grateful. If you are like into depression, you might not notice this. So that what happened to me in the last or the past actually 3 to 4 years. We do have lots of decisions to take, and if we don't appreciate our every single of our life and concentrate and be happy, none of them will be right. Trust me. This took me 4 years to understand and to get like that to get over my depression. My idea or like letter for you is to know that everything happens for a reason. God have decided that tomorrow is the last day for someone you like. It might be hard, it will be, but it's for the best. Maybe if he or she didn't die, they will suffer harder. So you should always be happy. And just each day, or at least 4 to 5 times a week, look at the mirror and say, I'm beautiful the way I am. I do deserve living. I am confident. I like myself, etc. Life is not perfect, so do you and do I. The idea of this book and of this podcast is just to be happy, to know that everything happens for a reason, that life isn't perfect. And so do this book and podcast. It has lots of spelling and grammar mistake. Maybe my voice is bad, but this is a draft. I need you to know that the most important thing is to be happy. Even though I know it might be hard, especially if you are going through a depression, anorexia, etc., my idea or the idea itself is just you don't need other people's opinions. You can accept advices, but if you don't want, then it's okay. Life isn't easy, and it will never be easy. I've been through depression, like, and then I just. In the fourth year, which is 2019, at June 2019, I've just asked myself, what is the reason because of having depression and anorexia? Like, no. What is the reason that I'm having whatever mental illness? Why? Like, I didn't find an answer. I didn't. Like, I was having depression without a reason. And so do like lots of other people that I know do have depression, and sometimes without a reason. They don't know the reason of their depression. That gets us to the next point, which is why you should be happy. Because life is just like this podcast, a draft of paper. It will end. Trust me, it will end, and nothing can get you back to do whatever you want to do. If you're into hiking, but maybe your friends don't like hiking, like your friends doesn't like it, or like maybe your family does not like having maybe some brave stuff, you know, like hiking isn't easy, so do bungee jumping and other stuff. If you do like it, do it. Follow your passion, follow your heart. It's the most important thing. And here we are. At the end of this podcast, I wanted to say thank you to all of my listeners, even if they are one, or like maybe they are 20, maybe 50, or maybe even more. But what I wanted to say is just be happy.